So, the whole thing seems to me to be practically hopeless. How did you get involved?
Well, there are several people in the neighborhood who believe in his innocence. Among them, Miss Alice Turner.
Ah.
Please, Doctor. It's a little early to cast her in the role of romantic heroine.
But it was she who sent for you.
Indirectly, yes. Lestrade's in charge down there, and Miss Turner...
Lestrade? But surely it's a purely local affair.
Well, evidently, there aren't enough metropolitan murders to keep the Scotland Yarders awake. Anyway, Miss Turner insisted on his contacting me.
Insisted, eh? I imagine he'd love that.
And hence it is that we're flying westward at 50 miles an hour instead of quietly digesting our breakfasts at home. I wish the summons had arrived earlier. It would have been useful to have attended the coroner's inquest.
I've been away in Bristol for a few days on business. When I returned on Monday morning, my father wasn't at home. I took my gun and strolled out in the direction of Boscombe Pool. There's a rabbit warren there.
Just a moment. You come home after a business trip, and your first impulse is to go out and shoot rabbits.
I wanted to let off some steam. I was angry.
You were angry? Your business had not gone well?
No, sir, not well at all.
Continue.
When I was still in the trees, about 100 yards from the pool, I heard my father calling to me.
He called you by name?
No, sir, he called Cooey. That was a private signal between us.
So he was expecting you?
No, he couldn't have been. He didn't know when I was coming back from Bristol. Our meeting was an accident.
An accident? You're quite sure that you didn't follow your father to this secluded spot quite deliberately?
No.
The child Patience Moran has testified that you and your father engaged in a violent quarrel. What was the subject of this violent quarrel?
I can't answer that question.
Young man, you must be aware that this refusal will prejudice your case considerably. Perhaps you will condescend to answer this. Was this quarrel with your father an isolated incident, or had there been others?
An isolated incident? No, sir, we were always fighting.
What was the outcome of this final fight?
There was no outcome. I could see that my father was in no state to listen to reason, so I turned and walked away from him. I hadn't gone many yards into the trees when I heard... him. Father! Oh, my God. What? I can't hear you.
A rat.
What did you say?
A rat.
You seriously expect this court to believe that in his last extremity your father spoke of a rat?
It's the truth, I swear it.
When you returned to the clearing... did you see anything suspicious?
Well...
come along, it's a simple enough question. Did you see anything suspicious?
I think so.
You think so?
Just out of the corner of my eye, something... something moving away into the trees.
Would you please be a little more specific?
Something large and grey... it was crawling over the ground.
Mr. Holmes.
Inspector Lestrade, you remember Dr. Watson?
I certainly do. Doctor?
Inspector? Yeah. I see you're blending into the country setting, Lestrade. Mm-hmm. Those leather leggings are extremely fetching.
Now, you know perfectly well that these country people are in awe of Scotland Yard. It does no harm to try to look like one of them.
Quite right, my dear fellow. It does no harm to try. Now, are we going to conduct the entire case from this charming railway station, or are you going to show us the way to our hotel?
Here, Father, drink this. Here. Oh, no, don't spill it.
Oh, for pity's sake, Alice. Don't treat me like a child. I can still hold a glass.
I'm sorry.
No, girl. I shouldn't snap at you. Here.